joyful play,
purposeful work,
rugged outdoor living.
Our camps and conservation efforts
teach timeless skills
and kindle the spirit within.
Farm and wilderness.
Farm and wilderness.
Farm and wilderness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Farm and Wilderness podcast. My name is W. I'm your host, and I am excited about this episode, which is not like one that we have done before. One of my favorite podcasts is This American Life. And if you listen to podcasts, you probably know it. Stories each week and a few acts on some sort of theme. Always wanted to try one of those. And so this episode, I am. F&W, if nothing else, is a place of trying new things, of seeing what you're capable of, and just going for it. So one of the things I spend a ton of time on is staff, recruiting them, hiring them, supporting them, thinking about their experience. This episode is all about centering staff voices. We've been interviewing staff for various reasons here at F&W for a few years now, and a lot of those stories can be found actually on our TikTok, but I figured I'd bring some to the podcast. There are so many stories, likely many will come out in a second episode like this. If you are considering working for Farm and Wilderness, have worked for Farm and Wilderness before, or maybe know someone who should work for us, this is a good episode for you. Now, setting the stage, need to put some music on. Perfect, just like This American Life. So I want to start with this story. Every year, a few Farm and Wilderness camps come together, or all of them come together, twice a summer to build a massive bonfire. It is a collaborative effort between a couple of the camps, and it is a wonderfully messy process that is all worth it in the end.
One of my favorite things from last summer was building the Interdependence Day fire. We spent the whole first half of camp gathering trees, gathering felled logs, splitting whole tree trunks, gathering birch bark in huge quantities, gathering sticks, and we built the whole fire. At the end of the session, the campers came forward and lit it, and it was twice my height, three times my height. And then as the sun was setting and it got dark and the fire was burning low and it was the only source of light in the field, and just playing frisbee with the campers by the firelight and chatting about the session and remembering all the good times. That was such a great time. And that's a community that I'm really excited to come back to this summer.
That was Simon, former camper and Timberlake staffer, who's coming back this summer, and I am excited to have him back. And our bonfires are pretty iconic. Now, one of the questions I love asking, and you've heard in other episodes, is how folks found us. For staff, they've either found us randomly, maybe through a friend, or many have a long history with Farm and Wilderness. Now, as I introduce to you the staff we'll be talking to or had talked to previously, I want you to picture that you're in the woods of Vermont. The summer is about to start, and these staff are the ones that are so excited to tell you about the experience.
My name is Emma Scott. I go by Scotty here at camp. I am a third generation camper here, camper and counselor. It started with my grandmother and my father, and my brother and I both work here currently. Cool. And I was a camper here.
My name is Ella. I use she, her pronouns, and I have been a group counselor at the Vine Day Camp for the past 2 years. As a former camper who went to FS, it's been really interesting coming back to Farm and Wilderness as a counselor.
Hi, my name's Quinn. I've been a counselor at the Barn Day Camp for the last 3 or so years, not counting the break. And I was a camper here since I was 4. So like 14 years, 15 years as a camper, I've been here a long time. I was a camper, I was such a little gremlin.
Hi, my name is Cedar. I'm a former camper and now I'm a counselor here at the Barn Day Camp. I'm the adventure activity leader. This is my third summer here at the Barn Day Camp, but before that, I went to Saltash Mountain for 3 years, and then I was a BDC camper all the way from 3 years old to 10 years old.
Yeah, for me, it's special because I came here as a camper for 6 years. And this is my first year as a counselor.
I'm Louisa Parker. I was a camper here for many years, and I've worked at the BDC and IB, and now I'm working at Sam Camp.
I'm Cedric. I use they, them pronouns. I am a lodge counselor at Flying Cloud. I was a longtime camper at Farm and Wilderness, and am returning on staff. And the reason I came back on staff is because this place is really a magical experience.
It is a pretty magical place, and so many of our former campers come back on staff because of the counselors they knew as a kid.
So when I was a camper, there were these amazing counselors who helped teach me many, many new things, including how to milk a goat or milk a cow. And they just helped shape my life in ways I never thought possible. So I wanted to be that for campers.
Sometimes it's about the possibility you might run into your old counselor on staff.
There's also a really fun thing at the Barn Day Camp in particular, where sometimes you'll run into like the kid of somebody who was your counselor, was your big lodge head back at Timberlake, for example. And then you get to sort of carry on the torch there and, you know, pay it forward.
We love our former campers who come back on staff, but the staff that I really relate to the most are the ones that found us kind of randomly. I wasn't a camper, and F&W was a life-changing experience for me as a staff member and for these staff as well, who found us as an adult.
Hi, my name is Emma. I use they, she pronouns, and I work for IB. I have never really lived in the wilderness before. I didn't ever like really go in the nature. I like hikes, but I'm from somewhere where it's like really dry, really hot. And so not really my cup of tea. So coming here where the nature is just so beautiful, so lush, green, it's cool, beautiful weather. I was so overjoyed. It was a very interesting transition. I think I just had to let go of all of my nature fear and jump right into it and be willing to get messy and get dirty. And I quickly learned how to connect with nature.
All right. I'm Raj. I am a counselor for the super senior cabin that we have as a prototype for the session. And this is my first year at Timberlake as staff or camper. I have a close friend on staff and he recommended this place to me. And this is not something that I generally would find myself doing. I'm a computer science student from Philly. So I kind of made that leap of faith and it totally paid off. I chose F&W because this was something that I really felt would kind of like do that, like expand your horizons type of deal. And I think if I had known more about the organization, I would have also chosen it to help build leadership skills and help build like skills that will kind of accompany me in the future when I have to, I guess, deal with children, but also deal with other people and, I don't know, exist within like a social environment. So when I first decided to work at F&W, I was, you know, doubtful of the commitment and if I could actually do it. But I think it really turned out to be one of those things where you kind of like fill those boots and you like step up and you're able to like overcome that doubt, especially with the support of the community here. Right.
And I think Emma best sums it up, no matter how you found us, why so many folks come to work at Farm and Wilderness.
I wanted an adventure. I wanted a community and I wanted somewhere with good food. And so Farm and Wilderness met all three of those characteristics.
Now the food is really good, but we're not going to talk about that. Let's hear about some of those adventures. This is Huck, who is a former camper and now counselor at Timberlake.
A really exciting moment on staff from last summer was towards the end of session two, we were playing Spy Night, which is one of our After Dark all camp games. And the game was winding down and I was co-emceeing the end of the game with one of my co-counselors from last summer, Alec. And the energy was really, really high. Kids were soaking wet because it had been pouring rain and everyone was coming back into the upper lodge. And there was screaming and yelling and shouting and the searching was happening. And there was just so much energy, and to be able to like feed off that energy and work with the kids and have that moment with the kids, building that energy, having that really exciting hype moment with them was truly special and really, really amazing.
Let's hear some from CJ, who was not a former camper, but is currently the program director at Timberlake.
One of my very favorite parts about working at camp is going on trips.
In my life outside of camp, I try to pull off these big, like, hiking, climbing, canoeing, camping trips. And when I'm at camp, I get to not only do those things, but get paid while I'm doing it. It's also really amazing to see kids do stuff that I never got to do as a kid, like climbing big rocks in the Adirondacks, summiting peaks all over Vermont, canoeing through a lake in Maine. Like, it can't really get better than that. It's amazing to be a part of something so much bigger than myself, and that's a huge reason why I love to work at Timberlake.
Now, trips are a big part of the camp experience, whether you are a camper or a staff person, and trips came up several times during our interviews. This next one is from Alex, who is the trips coordinator also at Timberlake.
So, you know, when we're announcing the trips and what trips the kids are going to go on, I decided this year, instead of just reading them off of a piece of paper and it's kind of boring and long, you know, I would come in waving my wooden sword and tell the kids, "I have just been visited by the man from the top of the Misty Mountain, and he told me that these are the trips that we're going to go on. We need these heroes to go out and help us reclaim the wilderness, keep out the darkness." So every year you're kind of creating, you know, these little bits and pieces of lore that you're going to, you know, hopefully inspire these people to keep going. And that's what I love about working at Timberlake.
Trips are such a memorable part of the camp experience because they offer what we call both type one and type two fun. Type one fun is it is just fun in the moment. Type two fun is the fun that's maybe not so fun in the moment, but gives you really great stories after the fact of accomplishment, pride, or something you can laugh at the end. Trips have both of those things. And in this next story from Raj, he'll tell you a little bit about a trip that had both of those and how he and his campers felt at the end of that trip.
Our trip was a 2-night, 3-day hike up a mountain, down a mountain, and it was extremely tough for my kids because it was raining the entire time. We were exhausted physically and mentally, and we just got back to F&W Road, and we were all like totally gassed, but from F&W Road, the executive director of F&W drove by, and my kids had no idea who this was, and they were like yelling and shouting at her about like how hard the trip had been and how amazing it had been and how much they thought that they gained from it, essentially.
Or bliss.
That was really funny. I like told him later that like that was a ED, and they were like, "Oh," like that expression was like totally different.
Yeah. They thought it was just some random person driving.
Yeah.
Side note, the other voice you heard was Mike Forster Rothbart, our interviewer for a lot of these.
She like ended up taking a picture of us on the side of the road, and we were just like all so dirty and so muddy, and it was funny. While smiling.
That's awesome.
And what I like about Leona's story is listen to what Leona talks about for first timers going on trips who might be you listening to this podcast.
Well, we just had our long trips a few days ago, and my group was hiking near Mount Mansfield in Vermont, and it was a few of their first times doing like a serious backpacking trip. And there were definitely plenty of moments where like it was so challenging, especially for these first time hikers. And we just had fantastic conversations on the trail about like pushing yourself and having like both mental challenges and physical challenges, and how intertwined those can be. It was special to kind of, from my own experience doing like backpacking and being on trail, get to kind of see these kids come into themselves and figure out that like, oh, I can do this like really long day of hiking, and I can control like my own thoughts, and I can choose to have a silly conversation because I know that'll distract me from like the pain in my body. So I definitely like had some great conversations and could see like every single day the kids like learning more and more of like how they want to backpack and like what will get them through another day of these challenges.
So trips are a big energy experience, and there's a lot of big energy moments at camp, but not any quite as big or amazing as songs. Songs came up a lot in our interviews with staff. And actually, before we go into what they have to say, I really just want to paint the picture by having you listen to this. So what you're hearing is some of the Timberlake staff teaching one of the camp songs to the kiddos so the new kids can pick it up right away. Picture a stage with some staff and campers playing drums and bass and guitar, and a bunch of kids sitting trying to read these big floppy song cards that we have. It takes a moment for the kids to really get it, and eventually they do lock in. And then one brave camper gets up on stage.
Songs were always one of my favorite parts of Timberlake as a camper. And now that I'm back on staff, they're still one of my favorite parts of TL. And as a camper, you know, coming back as a former camper, I always had my favorite songs that I love to sing every day. That got me really excited about camp, and being able to see the current campers bring that same amount of energy and gusto and excitement to the songs that I loved when I was a camper. That's really special. And it's really cool to see that part of TL continuing and be a part of that every day on staff.
If you like to sing, and if you're bad at singing, you should sing. That's what I will say about music at camp. Is like, it does not matter if you are good at singing. It does not matter if you have good pitch. It does not matter if you have good tone. Just sing loud, sing proud, and you get better. I learned how to sing at camp, not because I took lessons and practiced whatever. It's just when songs came and all the counselors are smiling and singing and dancing, you sing and you dance and you just sort of pick it up naturally.
I'm usually a quiet person, but here at F&W, I've had great opportunities to express my energy creatively. And that often comes out in the form of like songs that we do with the campers. Before I came to F&W, I really would not sing along to any songs, but here I feel safe enough and wanted enough to give it my all in our morning songs.
In so many ways, we are exactly like you expect a summer camp to be, and songs are something that so many camps do. And it's this high energy thing, right? But I think what makes F&W really special is actually the quieter moments that are intentionally part of our program and allow really deep, thoughtful connections with campers.
I really love the garden. I like to sit there, especially like for kind of quieter moments, and like journal up there, like sit with some campers. It's like a nice place to just hang out.
Right after silent meeting, we have something called Community Speaks, where we go around the circle and every camper has a chance to talk about what they were thinking about during silent meeting, which is a 15-minute meeting in silence. So it's a Quaker tradition. And hearing what the kids have to say and having them be open and vulnerable about what was on their mind when they were just given a few minutes to sit in silence is one of my favorite parts of the day. Because it's so different from the fast-paced activities and swimming to just hear what is on people's minds. I think it's a really beautiful part of the day.
Circling up before meals is definitely one of my favorite moments of the day for a couple of reasons. First of all, everyone is doing their own thing throughout the day, whether or not you're down at the waterfront swimming or over at Barnes and Gardens area doing some farming or at the Arts Mahal. Everyone's kind of spread out during afternoon activities, morning activities, and being able to come together as one camp during meals is a great time to catch up with people you don't really spend much time with during the day. And I also think it's really important to have these moments of stillness throughout the day. Timberlake is a really high energy place, and being able to come before a meal, center yourself, be still with the entire camp community is really important and really special.
When I arrive here, lots of times you can see the dew and the mist coming off the lake. And early in the morning, I would say that that's probably my favorite because it's just a mystical, wonderful place to see when you drive in and then there's just like mist like and fog just right over the lake. And like the lake is all still.
So one of my campers' birthdays is today, and last night we went out onto the lake in canoes, and we just went around saying what we loved about her. And it was just wonderful because we got to show how much we cared about them and how great it was. And that same camper had had a breakdown a few days before and wasn't sure they wanted to stay here. And it was just wonderful to see how much they had grown in just the past few days and how happy they were to be here still.
Summer camp is sometimes referred to as a third place, a place in between school and home where kids can make these really deep connections that they might not be able to make in either space. And even though school and home can be places for connections, there's something about camp, being away from what you know, in a place with people who really want to see you succeed, and in a place where they want you to try new things. And I think even for our staff, those feelings are also equally valid. Camp being a third place for a lot of staff between home and college and coming and working with us for a summer. We know today that making true deep connection can be really tough. All of the social media plays like it's going to give you deep connections, but it doesn't as much as you hope it would. A lot of the folks we interviewed talked about the deep connections they made with kids and that impact that it had on them.
The times leading up to meals or directly after meals in which, you know, we're really able to just casually interact with campers in a way that isn't necessarily completely structured. And we just are able to like hang out a little bit, you know, connect a lot based on interests or like have fun and goofy conversations, that sorts of stuff. Those moments I just really enjoy, all the small sort of moments of surprise and joy and fun.
I think that probably my favorite time of the day is towards the end of the day, like right around the end of free time, beginning of snack, when everybody comes running back up the hill and we're all hanging out together and like playing music and singing songs and everybody's talking about all the crazy things that they did in the day. And you see some kid come back and they're like covered in paint and they've got some sort of crazy like hat on that they made and they tell you all about it. So like that's the time when you can talk to literally any camper and be like, what's going on? And then they're like with a mouthful of pear or honey apple or whatever. They're like, oh my God, it was amazing. I think something that FNW offers that community aspect. So I think something that really showed me this like early on was on the first day, my campers came into the cabin and there was just, you know, crazy discussions, you know, about everything that you would expect 13 and 14 year olds to be talking about. And it was pretty amazing and it felt pretty amazing to be a part of those discussions and just kind of let it unfold in front of me.
And while working with these different age groups, I'm able to create such different and unique interactions with every single kid. So I'll be with 5-year-olds and we'll be talking about Pokemon and what their favorite kind of slug is. But then I'll be with 10-year-olds and they'll be like, I want to go get sturdy. Let's go get sturdy together. Just all of these different and very fun interactions.
Another key part of working at Farm and Wilderness is the amount of support you get doing your job. We all know that working with kids can be amazing and wonderful and silly and weird and thoughtful, and it can be really draining. Kids can be really tough. And you would think that in all heart-centered organizations, organizations that are in the business of relationships, like schools and after schools and summer camps, that they would focus on their staff, and they don't always. And for me, and my growth for my many, many years as summer staff, I always felt a ton of support. And that also came up in the interviews. And it felt, as I listened to all the interviews looking for a theme, that it wasn't a trite, yeah, they give us a free meal or something, which we already do, right? Or like, oh, they gave us a t-shirt. Like, it was actually about the relationships and the expectation that we have of campers to make authentic connections and look out for each other are the same expectations we have of our staff, but in particularly the folks who supervise and manage our staff over the summer. Working at F&W gives you a ton of skills and has a lot of really high expectations, but you listen to some of these interviews, also a lot of supports as well.
Absolutely. I feel like the most important thing as a staff person that I have like learned to do in my day is to be like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I'm going to ask for help, because there is support staff. There are other counselors. It's like, we are 100% always willing to like tag in for like 5 minutes, let you take a break, tag in for somebody. But being willing and like able and adult enough to be like, I'm out of my depth, I should ask for help, collect myself and come back into this.
Upper management has been very helpful and supportive, and more experienced staff members have come in to, fill in gaps or sub in for, you know, if campers are getting bored or getting distracted, and sort of revitalizing everything. Likewise, all of those people have been very helpful in terms of providing support, both in terms of like talking with campers if they are providing to be difficult, or also just like giving advice on how to interact with campers.
How ingrained like the values are, the Quaker values and values of justice and equity. And really seeing every individual camper and every staff person. I think it's really special to have such kind of clear appreciations for every person, for the work that we do. I think especially to be an employee somewhere and have like work be appreciated for more than just like a transactional thing. That's one of the things that I value, like as a worker here, is that I feel very seen by all my coworkers and by my boss. And I can really see the impact of the work that I'm doing. So that's probably what I would say to a friend or someone who I was trying to get to work here.
It definitely surpassed my expectations for the community. Like everybody wants each other to succeed. And I think that really like strengthens the morale of like all the staff here. And they all want to see you do the best you can do. They're always offering, you know, coaching and advice and pretty much anything that you feel that you need, you can find here at TL when you're like, you know, struggling with that one tough camper or, you know, you're feeling tired, you don't know what to do. Like the staff here got you.
At staff meeting, we get handed a little piece of paper that's like, Quinn is appreciating Bob. And then I would write a, you know, little short letter. It's like, hey, Bob, really seen you out there working hard. I really love this about you, or I like this thing. But just a three sentences, tiny little appreciation. But getting something small that's just like, I see you, you matter. We don't really talk that much, or maybe we do, but I still appreciate you in this community. Like, that's worth so much.
The staff experience can be so amazing. All of these incredible highs and incredible moments, and these moments of stillness and thoughtfulness and connection. And I think there's some real learning that can happen only at summer camp. I've read reports, listened to TikToks, listened to podcasts that talk about what are employers looking for today out of their employees. And we at Farm and Wilderness see ourselves not in just a business of working with kids. We see ourselves in the business of working with young people and thinking of that age range from 4 to 24. For so many young people, we are their first or second job. And so we're thinking about what skills do we need for our staff, but also what skills do we want to impart on them so that they can be successful no matter what they do. And on paper, it might feel like the skills don't connect. In our next few stories, you'll hear them talking about knots or learning how to swing axes or things like that. But actually, I think it's the skills underneath that, and really the skills of learning to work in community. So many workplaces will say they need employees who have all these adaptive skills, the ability to listen to feedback and incorporate that, the ability to listen to an idea, to understand your place in it, to engage and offer suggestions on the idea, the ability to make plans and follow through. All of these things you learn at a community like F&W because you have to do those things to exist in community. And you have to do those things when you're a counselor charged with 8 to 10 kids, or you're a leadership staff member who is supervising a staff of 60, or trying to plan out the next hour, day, week of programming, whatever it may be. So I think that no matter what you do after camp, camp will set you up with some of the most essential skills.
What I actually learned was I definitely learned how to connect with nature. I learned how to build and how to make fires. I think I learned a lot about interpersonal skills and how to work with other counselors and people in different walks of life than me, types of people who I've never met before. And I think I grew a lot as a person. But my number one overarching thing that I learned was living in the nature, how to get down and dirty and not care about what you look like or what others think about you, and just be silly and have fun and get messy.
Well, last year I did outdoor living skills. So I learned how to tie knots. I learned how to swing an axe. I learned how to build a fire. I learned how to read maps and compasses. And I had so many other skills that I learned.
So there's a lot of things that I've learned here at the barn being a counselor rather than a camper. One, I've just gained so many life skills, from learning how to evac a camper to just like dealing with like crying kids. Like, they're not, most of the time they're not crying, but I've learned a lot of strategies on how to deal with a kid that is upset. Just the other day, I accidentally kicked a ball in and it hit a camper in the face. And immediately I knew that if I reacted all sad and like, oh, are you okay, that they were gonna start crying really badly. But instead I was like, nice header, nice job. And they popped up, they're ready to go. And seeing that was an amazing like experience, because it really just showed me how like there's so many different ways to react when a camper gets injured. And that was something that I'll use the rest of my life.
Now, I'm a little outside the norm for folks who've worked at Farm and Wilderness. I have been a part of Farm and Wilderness in some way since 2007. And so we're going on many, many years at this point. And many staff will come maybe just for a summer. A few will stay for two or three, and some will stay a lot longer, like me. And I think what's really powerful is not just getting to camp the first time and taking that leap of faith, but also saying, oh, snap, I want to do this again.
So what makes you keep coming back here year after year? And along with that, like, why do you love to work here?
There are so many reasons why I keep coming back and why I love this place. it's hard to pinpoint. I think the people definitely bring me back every year. And this place just has an energy about it that all of the same people and new people continue to come back. There's something really special here that each of the camps has that I think speaks to the people who come to it. And I think the draw is the land is so beautiful, and the singing and the food and just the spirit of this camp is so unique to any other summer camp I've experienced or worked at. Yeah, it's just a really thoughtful space to be in. Not having technology is really special. And I think challenges kids, especially now, to meet each other in different ways and to interact with the world and spend time in nature, which is, I think, becoming increasingly sparse in a lot of people's lives. So that's something that I want to continue to return to year after year, is just the listening and the peacefulness that this place harbors.
And not to get too sappy, but one of the things that is profound about summer camp are the friends you make, but in particular, these friends that you make that you might not see very often, but when you do, it's like you never left them. There's also something about camp friends, kind of like college friends, that just being around them reminds you of the experience and how amazing that experience was.
The last thing I want to talk about, and I know it might sound really cheesy, it's the friends that you make along the way. I promise. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because now I have so many friends that I've made from Farming Wilderness as a camper, but also as a staff member. I have friends of mine who are in New York. I have friends of mine in Florida. I have friends of mine who are overseas in Mexico. I've made so many wonderful friends, and I've even made friends that I ended up going to college with. So I have friends here at my university that I have this deep connection with that nobody else in my university has with me. So you do make some wonderful and life-lasting friends, and I hope to see you soon.
Finally, the biggest reason is the kids. You're going to get a lot of skills and make a lot of connections, but there's something pretty amazing about working with kids and the silly, wonderful things they do.
There are many reasons that you should work at Farmer Wilderness, but I'd say just the main one is seeing that connection that you get with the campers and being able to see their growth is so rewarding. It's an amazing experience that a lot of people say that summer camp prepares you more for the real world than like an internship. And so I haven't gotten an internship. I'm in college. I haven't gotten an internship, but I've worked here at Farm Wilderness, and I've learned so many life skills here that I don't think an internship or any other job could have taught me. So yeah, I think you should come work here at Farm Wilderness and experience the amazing energy and just feeling that you get here at Farm Wilderness.
I love working here mainly because of the kids. I think that is like the very central to Farm and Wilderness. And you personally are able to teach them a lot about yourself and about the world and what they should expect maybe, but they are also able to teach you a lot about leadership and compassion and all that good stuff.
Ultimately, Farm and Wilderness is a pretty special place, and I'm gonna let Scotty have the last word for why all of us who love it really love it.
Well, I don't know. There's just some part of it that just fills me with joy, and I don't know, I love it.
With that, that was our first episode of a short series of Staff Voices. We are probably off next week. I'm still figuring out my calendar, but we'll be back with some incredible stories of Farm and Wilderness soon. If If you'd like to register, apply for a job at, or just learn more, check out farmandwilderness.org. We're on YouTube, Instagram, and on TikTok, where we are featuring staff testimonials, some of these you heard on the podcast, and many more. Thanks to all of our guests, our interviews who helped do this. Thanks to all of our interviewers who helped gather all of these. Original music by Emmett Powers. Editing done by myself. Thanks to everyone at Farm and Wilderness who make our summers possible. Our camp vocabulary word of the week, the BLT. This is an acronym for Black Little Truck, and this is Timberlake's truck during the summer. It has a distinctive look. The back end has decorated wooden slats that can come off. It can't make it up a very steep hill very well, but it has twice been converted into a swimming pool on wheels, and we definitely broke the shocks each time. We won't do that again. With that, remember, camp magic is real, y'all. Until next time.